Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
I love Mallow. Whatever.
In my notes, I have Mallow is the guy who sucks, plus he's got depression, which is the classic Aquid quote.
I mean, there's good comedy. I do think from the start with him, there's good comedy of the character who is clearly adopted, but who thinks he isn't adopted. Like that. That's always that type of thing's funny. But I think also I just didn't like Mallow because he's your first partner, and I'm like, I want to get to guys I know. Like, I didn't know I was going to get Bowser and Peach, but I wanted somebody familiar, I guess,
sure.
and not this goofy kid.
Who's this crying cloud little baby?
Yes,
yeah. Cloud baby. I feel like this character did start from a Mario basis, where it's like, okay, the clouds in Mario have smiley faces on it. What if they had arms and legs and pants?
Yeah.
I think that's how they came up with Mallow.
I think you're onto something there.
And that's basically it. But
That makes more sense than, like, where does Gino come from? Like, there's not, like, little toys sitting around in the Mushroom Kingdom that you normally see. Mm. Like, there's not a Pinocchio of Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But enough about Mallow. You can make up your own decision about him in the comments. Duke it out. future games. So Mario and Luigi, that series, you would just play as Mario and Luigi, hence the name, and occasionally Bowser. In Paper Mario, they would do a really good job of, like, giving you a different enemy type for partners in the game. So, like, you'd have a friendly version of a Goomba or a Koopa or a Boo. They did a very good job with that. But in this game, I think Nintendo might have been really strict about the use of enemies, because all the enemies in a Mario game are just enemies in this game. And there's one instance in this game, Monstro Town, where it's like, well, this is where all the friendly monsters live. So they might have been like, well, no, a Koopa would not be Mario's friend and joining him in this battle. You have to fight the Koopas. So who knows if Nintendo was more strict about character use, or maybe Square was a little too pedantic about what an enemy was in Mario games. I don't know. But I kind of miss the future versions of this, where you could have a Koopa in your party, or there'd be a friendly town of Goombas and things like that.
Goombetta is one of my all-time favorite characters. I love her. I think it could be there was just a series Bible that said Mario doesn't befriend. There's no friendly Koopas. There's no friendly Goombas. They're always your enemy. And that would then change by, like, Mario 64. What are your earliest jobs? Is like, talk to this Babam. He'll tell you what to do. Race against this Koopa. He's your friend now. Like that.
I think that
changed the rules, but late.
I'm just thinking of that dorky Koopa in a hoodie from Paper Mario. I love that guy. He's like always looking like he's beaten up.
Yeah, his little Band-Aid on his cheek.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Is that Cooper, or is that a different one?
That's Cooper.
That's Cooper.
That's
okay,
Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's very clever.
The names, I love those characters, but the names, Goombetta was the only one I could. Oh, no, Goombario, who's was named after Mario.
Goombario.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Named my first son Goombario.
He's way better than Mallow.
Oh, that's true. Well, any of those characters are. Anyways, moving on. We'll talk about the battle system really quick soon. But I want to say about this game, I talked about it a bit up front, but I think I replayed this more than any other RPG, because it is like a slim 15-ish hours if you just want to go right through to the end. Maybe 20 if you want to do all the extra stuff, and there's quite a bit of extra stuff. But it's just so well-paced. Future Mario and Luigi and Paper Mario games would just have a little too much dialogue. They were like a little too in love with how funny they were. But in this game, dialogue is at a minimum because it takes up cartridge space. So they don't go on too long. It just, everything is paced so well. There's a new environment or a new fun set piece around the corner. I just love how quickly this game moves. I was playing it for research again, and I got 3 hours in, and I thought, I'm just going to play through this whole game again. Like, I really just want to go to the end and see everything again.
Yeah, it's really well paced. And again, it has a lot of variety, and you don't really have to do much grinding. So it's a really easy game to play through. And I guess, like, I know you guys have been kind of like, oh, RPG for babies is kind of its concept. But, like, I guess I never really saw it that way. I'm like, oh, this is an RPG that's actually fun. And, like, timed hits is such an uncommon thing, which makes me, like, sad, because it's one of my favorite mechanics. And it's only really in, like, the Mario RPGs and in like Mother 3, and then like, yeah. like Costume Quest is like another one I can think of. It's like a really uncommon yeah. mechanic, but it's like instead of just your battles being, you know, just menus, there's an interactive element. You have to pay attention. You have to hit the buttons at the right time. And I think that just makes it a lot more fun.